Toshma, come in here. That it says, Dam Shenitmu Danda became Tomei. Hold Navchov Omralaf on top. That Toshma, Dam Shenitmu Danda became Tomei. Vizoku, and the Kohen made his Rikas Adam, Vishoyg Hutsu, made his Rikas Vishoyg Hutsu, the Mazed Lehutsu. So, of course, the Kashan of Shaila, Yachur, you see clearly, Bishaz Rika, it has to be Bishoyg and not the Mazed. So, more answers in the Hokikom, and this is where Shaila will learn Shanis Braisa. Dam Shenitmu. Vizoku, Dam that became Tome, and then the Kremlin is weaker with it. They Meshega Ben Amazed. Whether we made this Rika Vishoga, or whether we made this Rika Amazed, the law was like this. Nitmo Vishoga Hutso. If the Tumma first took place by mistake, Vishoga, then it's Hutso. But the Mazed Le Hutso. If it happened by Mazed and the Chlami, then it'll be Le Hutso. So if it's not a cash on, Rav Shema. Now the Mishnah says, Nitmu Shireho. Let's see if you made a kmitza from a mincha. Now the shire, the leftover part of it, became tamei. Or else nisra for shire, or else the leftover part of the mincha was burnt up. Or else of the shire, or the leftover, was lost. Okay. So, again, you made the kmitza, but you didn't burn it yet. And now the chura, there's no shirayim left over, because you want to burn it. So are you allowed to burn the kmitza or not? So this is the machlokes. Kemidis Reb Lezik Shem, according to Reb Lezik Shita, the way he holds by Svachim, that even though there's no dam, there's no boss, still you're allowed to make his rikas a dam, here also, you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though there's no shrine left over. Or Kemidis Reb Yishua Psulim, according to Reb Yishua, he holds his posel, that he holds, in main bossa rain dam, in main dam main bossa, you can only make his rikas a dam if there's something left over to become muta. So here also, you could only burn the kemitza if you have shrine that will become muta. Omar Rav says, Vushenitmu kol shireho. We're talking about over here, the Machlokes, the Mishnah is, if all the leftover of the mincha became tamei, or got burnt, or got lost, then it's a Machlokes that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's psula, since there's nothing for the kmitza to be mata. Avo miksa shireho loi. But if at least part, at least the kezayis worth of the shirayim was left over, then enachlami, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could burn the kmitza. Someone says, Kosaka Dart, the Avamina was, Nitma in, Ovid Vesarif Lei, that he only meant to say, if what became Tomei, there's part of it left over. But if it was Ovid or Soref, even though part is left over, still does not help. Someone says, if so, what's the Svara? What's the difference? My Kosava, what do you hold? E Kosava Shireho, Milsi. If you hold what was left over even a little bit, that's enough to make it to burn the kmitza. So if you do over the sarf nami, even if most of it was lost, or most of it was burnt, but as long as part of Lisa Kazai is left over, it should be kosher. And he kisavish yurelav, you'll see that no, it's not enough just to have a little bit left over. You have to have the hosherang left over. So that's why you can't burn the kmitza, because you're missing part of the shirayim. If so, the Gemara asks, Venitma my time, then if so, Venitma, why do you say if part of it became Tomei, that you hear you could burn the Kemitza? Who you have to tell me? The Maratza Tzitz? Because the Pshat is that Tzitz is Maratza. That since you have all the Shirayim here, just part of it became Tomei, well that the Tzitz is Maratza. So Maratza says, Yehoki, that's the Svaro, Kol Shirei Nami, then even if all the Shirayim became Tomei, still, since Lameister it's here, it's only Tomei, on Tomei we said that Tzitz is Maratza, so it should be considered like the Shirayim is still here, so it should be able to make burn the Kemitza, even if all the Shirayim became Tomei. So Mora says, no. The other really, I tell you, Kesava, we hold the Shura Milsi, that if a little bit is left over, it's considered something. Venitma, that Rav says, when part became Tomei, as long as some is left over, something is left over, still kosher, I tell you, really, he meant to say, Vuadin Liyavu, the same law applies to Ovid if it got lost. Visarif, that as long as part is left over, Avad is still the Minskos kosher, you could burn the Kemitza. I bought the 20 Nitma, one at Rav say Nitma, Reishayu Nukr, he only took the first of the three cases. There's Lav Davka, Nitma, the same swore would apply by Ovad and by Nisifu. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua learned. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Kol Azvachim Shabbatayro, Shenishtayro Miyam Kezayis Bosal Kezayis Chelev, Zorik Yesadam. then you have a right to make the Zerika Sadam. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, that the Zerika has to be mat to something. As long as there's at least a Kazayas of Basar or a Kazayas of Chena left over, then you can make a Zerika. What's going to be Kechatzi Zayas Basar, Kechatzi Zayas Chelev? Ain't a Zerika, does nope. You can't be mitzvah, Tachilus Sotim, Tachilus Mizbeach. Ain't a Zerika Sadam. Uboila, but by korban oil that everything is burnt, I can be mizbeach. Then you could be mitzvah to two. Afilu kachati zayis bosa, kachati zayis chelev, zarek et adam. Bevnei shakula kol, the whole thing is burnt. Uve mincha, what's going to be mincha? Afilu kula kayemes lo yizrak mincha. That even though the whole mincha is around, still you can not make this rikas adam by korban. So Gemara is the question, mincha ma'avirta, who's talking about a mincha? You're talking about Zerika Sadam by Korban. And you can only make the Zerika if there's something left over. So Gemara says, Amar Apopo, minchas nesochim, salka daitach. We're talking about now the mincha of nesochim is the mincha that comes because of the Korban. So if so, even though all the meat is lost, or all the meat is tummy, salka daitach, we know what I thought to say. Since the zevach, this comes part of the goof of the korban. Hoyel, it comes part of the goof of the korban. The mincha is considered to come part of the korban. It's mamash like the korban itself. And even though there's no bosa left over, the mincha to be left over is enough. That's the kamashla. No, that a mincha being left over is not enough. You know, you can only make as weak as a dam if some bosa, some chenel is left over. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this Yisoid Bechlal? Like Rashi says, how do we know to say that even though no boss at all is left over, as long as you have Chelev and Achilas Mizbeach, it's also enough to make a Zerika Sadam, even according to Rabbi Yeshua? So when it says, I'm Rabbi Yechna, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omotobo Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The Ramakra, the Postak says, V'hikter ha-chelev l'reich nichoyach l'Hashem. I mean, she burned the chelev for reich nichoyach to give nachas ruach to Hashem. And the chelev is the emurim. So it's mash mechelev v'yachol pi shein baso. Even though there's no meat of the korban left over, it became tummy, it got lost, or whatever it is, as long as there's chelev, still you can make a zerika sadam. The Adigma says, v'yashkechon chelev. Maybe only if you have the fat, that part of the emurim left over. Yoyseros ashtei klois. We know, how do you know you have the yoyseros? Or the shtekhloyis, the kidneys, or the lobe on top of the, how do you know that also is enough to burn, to give it a shame to make a Zerika Sadam? Tiktoni says like this. Uve mincha afilu kula kayemes la yizrak. That if you have a korban, and you only have the mincha left over, so if that's the only thing left over, no bosa, no emurim at all left over, then you cannot make a Zerika Sadam. Tzadik is minchu de la yizrak. So again, tzadik is minchu de la yizrak. But as long as you have anything left over from the korban itself, even though it's only the kidneys and the yaseros, the lobe on top of that, still it's okay, you can make a Zerika Sadam. How do we know this from? Is Rabbi Yochanan the day Omar L'Reich Nichoyach, which we darshan Kol Shat to Mar L'Reich Nichoyach. Anything that's burnt on top of the Mizbeach, even though it's only the Kloyis, that's also enough. Rashi says, V'Hichter, V'Hichter Chilu L'Reich Nichoyach, that's enough to say you can make a Zerika Sadam. And the Mor says now, V'Yitzvach L'Michtav Chilev, V'Yitzvach L'Michtav L'Reich Nichoyach. We need to talk about Pesukim, that it's enough to burn the Chilev, and it's enough to burn anything that gives an Achaz Ruach to Hashem. The cost of chelav, the post would have just written chelav. Have I would have thought to say chelav in yeseros shteklois loy. It's not enough if you only have the kidneys left over. Maybe you have to have dafka the fat. Cost of rachamon reich nichoyach, anything that's burnt. The cost of rachamon reich nichoyach. Have I would have thought to say afilu mincha. Even the mincha of the korban, it's also called the reich nichoyach. It's cost of rachamon chelav. That's why I need the word chelav to say no. It has to at least be something from the goof of the korban. Anything, but a mincha that's not to go for the korban, that's no good. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shaloi b'kli sharas posel? Let's say you made a kemitza, and you did not put the kemitza in the kli sharas, you're not mekadesh in the kli sharas, so it's posel. For Rabbi Shimon Mashav, Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. You can make a kemitza without putting it to a kli sharas. Hikta koimtza pamayim kshera. If you burnt the kemitza of your mincha twice, meaning half at one time, half at another time, still it's chshera, because since the kmitza has more than two kizayim to it, so each time you burnt the kizayim's worth, that's called the maisa haktara. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda b'red Rav Chia, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason of Rav Shimon that he says, even though you are not mekadesh the kmitza, you don't put into a klisha or still it's kosher? Or Makro, the pasuk says, by mincha kodesh kadoshim make a chatas uchoshim, that a mincha has a lochem like a korban chatas and like a korban oshem. What does it mean to say? Bolu yav de biyad kechatas. If you want to do it with your hands, you can do it like a korban chatas. That the zrikas of a chatas done betzpa. Or yav de biyamin, but then you have to use your right hand. Kechatas like a korban chatas. The kli, if the kohen wants to put the kmitza into a kli, is yav de besmol, then he could even carry the kli with his left hand and put him with his left hand. If he uses the kli kosher, not like a korban oshem. A korban oshem does not need a matan etzpa for the zriki. He makes a zriki with the kli, so he could even have it in the left hand also. So that's pshat from Rabbi Shimon that a mincha could be like a chatas, could be kosher biyad, even though it's not put into a kli sharis. For Rabbi Yani says no. Kivet shekomtsa mi kli sharis. As long as you made the kmitza from a kli sharis, maleo umaktiru afilu b'manayu veafilu b'mekido shacherish. You can now put the kmitz into your Rashi says avnet, into your gartol, or else even into a kli cheres. In other words, as long as it was taken from a kli cheres, it's enough. You do not have to have a kiddush. Rav Nachman Mayitzchak Gomer Akoma, everybody agrees Akomaidim the kmitz shetoyin kiddush, that a kmitza does need kiddush. You have to put the kmitz in the kli cheres. Maybe we have a question. It says hikta chalovim ve'avorim ve'yetsim she helen. Bain beyond, bain bekli, bain bimin, bain besmoke, sharon. That if you burnt the chalovim with the avorim veitzim with your hands or with a kli, it's kosher. Hakoimitz, the yakteris, falavoinu, shalom, bain beyond, bain bekli, bain bimin, bain besmil, sharon. If you have to review the bread of Chia, then you see they don't have to have a kiddush bekli shorits. It's enough just the yad. Omelach review the bread of Chia, let's start him. The yad, bimin. The kli, bein yamin, bein mismol. If you want to use your hands, you don't have to use yamin. If you want to use a kli, you could even use bismol. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding the chof of Amar Aleph on the bottom. Again, the last Gemara we had was Machlekes, that the Mishnah said Rabbi Shimon was Machshir. Rabbi Shimon is Machshir the kmitza if he did not put it in the kli sharis. Shalai b'kli shoris posel Reb Shimon Machshir. That was the Mishnah. So Nisti Gemara said that the first shot in Reb Shimon was that the posel says Kodesh Kedoshim Kechatas Sukoshim, that a mincha is like a chatas and like an oshim. Means if you want to use your hands, you have to use your right hand. You do not have to put it into a kli. You could only use biyad. If you want to use a kli, you have to use a kli shoris. Then you can use your left hand. Reb Yani said no, that kivit shekom, so as long as you took it out from a kli shoris, you let it burn it. You don't need your right hand anymore. And Rav Nachman Bayitzchak was the one that said that Hakil Mud, everybody agrees, the Kaimitz Shetoyin Kiddush. He argued, no, Rav Nachman Bayitzchak said everybody agrees that the Kemit itself you have to put into a Klisharas first. And the Machlekes is, after you put it into the Klisharas, if you take it out and now with your hands put it on the Mizbeach, is that good? So on this, on Rav Nachman, we asked the question that it said, Ha Hector Chalovim V'Yevorim V'Eitzim Shehelon. Bein biyad, bein bekli, bein yamin, bein besmok sherim, and it's clearly then hakoymitz viakteres v'alavoyne shalom bein biyad, bein bekli, bein yamin, besmol as ksherim. So churut yufta ad Rabbi Yehuda, bread to Rabbi Chia, the churut akash on him. So it says clearly here that the kteres could be brought up with your hand, even with your left hand. So churut that sound like Rabbi Yehuda, bread to Rabbi Chia. He was the first man Yoma that said that the pshat from Shimon was learned it out from the pasuk of kodesh kadoshim kechata sukoshim. That if you want, you could do it with your hands. You do not have to make a kiddush in a kli shoros with the kaimitz, but al kaporim it has to bedav could be with your right hand. And the other brayser says no, it could even be done with your left hand. So chur tekasha and Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Chia. Samora says no. Omelach Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Chia. Let's dodim keton. Maybe this brayser means let's dodim each one separately, and it means like this: biyad biyamin. If you want to be over with your hands, put the kmitza in your hands and take it straight onto the mizbeach. And you do not want to put it first into a kli shoris and a chanami. It has to be with your right hand, though. Biyad biyamin. The kli, if you want to, though, put the kmitz inside a kli shoris to be mekadesh it first. Then, bein biyamin, bein mismil.
So Kolpon, it's not a kasha, it's not a tiyuf from Rabbi Yehuda, bread of Rabbi Chiya. But Kolpon, these are the three shittas we have. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? That he says that shaloi b'kli shoris, it's kosher. Is the pshat, if you want, you could use your right hand, but the bedafka has to be your right hand. Or else Rabbi Yana says no, since the kmitza was from a kli shoris, that's enough. You do not even have to use your right hand. Rosh Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, he was the one that said, everybody holds that the kmitza has to go into a klisharis, you have to make a kiddush into a klisharis. Machalik says, after you put into a klisharis, now when you take it out, could you just burn it the way it is, or do you have to throw it from the klisharis onto the mizbeach? So it's three ways to learn pshat, where Rabbi Shimon says, shlom the klisharis is kosher. Now the Gemara said, that's what we're holding about, two dots here, around 10 lines up from the bottom. Tar Shema coming here. It says, come to shaloi miklisharis. If you made a kmitza from a mincha that was not on the klisharis, come to shaloi miklisharis. Vikitshu shaloi miklisharis. And then you put it into a kli that was not a klisharis. Vihelu vektiru. You brought it up and you burnt it on the mizbeach. Shaloi miklisharis posel. If you did all these things, then the mincha is posel. You never had a kiddush. It's posel. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin. B'matan kli. They say, no, it's kosher, b'matan kli. So mashm, as long as it's put into a kli, it's enough, even though it's not a klisharis, even though it never had a kiddush in a klisharis. So it's not like, it is not like Rav Nachman said, akol moedim b'koyim et shetoyin kiddush. So Rav says, no, according to Rav Nachman, you have to be gorus over here, eimo mimatan kli v'yelech. That from the matan kli v'yelech, b'nech nami, it first had to be put into a kli, it had to first been into a kli shoris. Rashi says, ha'ilocha v'yaktor loy bin kli shoris, but avad l'chetchila, the mincha had to be in a kli shoris, the kmitza had to be from a kli shoris. Toshma coming here, it says, v'chomar m'chom say, koimet toin kli shoris, that the kmitza has to be put into a kli shoris. Keitzer wasn't meant to say, Kemtsoi mi klisharis. You have to make the kmitza from a klisharis. It means first the mincha has to be in the klisharis, and from that you take your kmitza. Or mekadosh be klisharis, and then you have to put the kmitza into another klisharis and mekadosh the kmitza by itself. Or malo makir be klisharis, and then you go and carry it up towards the mizbeach in the klisharis, and you throw it from a klisharis onto the mizbeach. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kiven shekomtso mi klisharis. As long as the kmitza was from a klisharis, malo maktiroi shleib a klisharis. That it's enough now to take it up and to burn it, even though it's not in the klisharis anymore. For daya, that's enough. So the chur is a kash on Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak said before, akol moedim mekayemet shetoyin kiddush. That after you make the kmitza, you have to put it into a klisharis. You have to be mekadishit. And here it says clearly, you do not have to be mekadishit. So Mar says, Eimer rather say like this. Kivin shekomtsoi v'kitshu b'klisharis, since you made the kmitza from a klisharis, and then you also were mekadeshit, you put it into a klisharis, malo makpiru v'dayim. It's enough now to bring it up and to burn it, that's enough. But then, Echonami, it also has to be put into a klisharis. Maybe that's from Shimon Shita, so it's not a kashan Rav Nachman. Toshma coming here, it says, komat b'yaminoi, you made a kmitza with your right hand the way you're supposed to, but then v'nosam b'smerloi, the Kohen put into his left hand. And Rashi says, Beloi Kli, without a Kli, wasn't in a Kli right now. Is Yasli Minoi, he's let it go, bring it back into his right hand. Bismoiloi, when the Kemitza was in his left hand, and now, on the Mabez, and now the